Rashi says, Rashi Loshim Rashi Gavi Mesis Koy Damar Achman Lo Sachmo Lo Sachasa Venerek Bali Hasor Aide Hachmanus Edim. So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by this Rashi. From Rashi it seems that from Hachmanus Edim by Mesis, that they can to hide the Edim, and the Edim and the Mesis doesn't know, it's arrived that Mesis doesn't need Hasor. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, what proof is that? Because even by it could be that even by other, not only by Mesis, but other Chayiv Misa, Mesis Bezdin, they would kill through, you know, hiding the Edim through Achmanon. Because there's no halacha that the Baal Dova has to see the Edim. And so even not just by Mesis, but by others as well, there could be Hachmanus Edim. Somebody else, even somebody who's not Koshel Edus, a Korov, an Ishu, somebody, whoever it is, will be Masur to him. So the Minchas Chinuch says that you see that by Mesis, it's not just that it's kosher through Hachmanus Edim, but there's a loch, there's a mitzvah to be machman the Edim, which doesn't apply to other Ovi Aveira. But indeed, in Hachmanus Edim, the Edis would still be effective even in other Chivei Mises Besdin. And the Minchas Chinuch also says you can't prove anything from here as relates to Hasro from Hachmana. And you can't prove, namely, you can't prove whether a Mesis requires Hasro. So apparently, in terms of interpreting Rashi, that since we know the Halach is not to be Chayv Misa, you need that the one who's doing the Aveira has to be Matu Atzmo L'Misa. And therefore, if the Baal Aveira doesn't realize that there are Edim there, so there's no Matu Atzmo L'Misa, because he thinks that there's no Chiyuv, because there's no Edim to be Chayv him. And therefore, it would not, coming back to Rashi, Hachmanus Edim wouldn't work by other Chayv Misa, as opposed to what the Minchas Chinuch says. And it would seem that could be that Rashi thinks that the main reason for the Hasor is that should be Yatir Atzmo L'Misa. The Edim give Hasor, it says Afar B'Kain. And therefore, since Mesis doesn't require Yatir Atzmo the Misa, so that's why he's never even if the Edim were hidden through Hachmana. And therefore you don't need Hasor at all. And the reason that Mesis doesn't require this halach of Yatir Atzmo L'Misa, that's l'choy because Yatir Atzmo L'Misa is a din, is one of the dini Hatzola, that he's only chayiv only if he's that standard of Mesir, even to the standard of Yatir Atzmo L'Misa. But by Mesis, since there's no dini Hatzola, so you don't need Yatir Atzmo L'Misa. And Tosfos says that Edim and Hasor are required by Mesis as well. But since we're Machmin, the Edim, so therefore there's not an explicit Hasor, but we tell him, Heich Naniach Avinu Shebashamayim V'Navod Eitzim V'Avodim. But according to Tosfos, you do need Hasor by, as opposed to Rashi, by Mesis. because Tosfos says the halacha of Hasura is not only so Yatu Atzma Lamisa, but Hasura is what's Koveya that this Maisa Veira was done by Mezid, Bezodin. So even if by Mesis you don't need Yatu Atzma Lamisa, but it has to be that it was done by Mezid. And therefore, a Mesis also requires Hasura, according to Tosfos. But according to Rashi, the reason you need in general that they should say you would respond to the Mesis Eich, Nanirach, and so on is because you don't need Hasura at all. And the Loch of Eich, Nanirach that we tell him is not Midini Hasura, but it's a din in the Hasos itself, that in order for the to be called Hasosa and for the person to have a Shemesis, it's only if when the Mesis tries to subvert somebody, it's only that person opposes what the Mesis says. And that the Mesis continues even when the person who's trying to be Mesis is not compliant and opposes what he says. Now, Rav mentioned also that the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Eidos in Perek Chof Halacha Daled that ein eidim zomim shgogel v'isha ein behem maisa lefikach ein tzvichim hasor kamo shebiyanu. And the Ravid is masig on the Rambam. Yes, with other averis that are not a maisa magadif should not require hasra. So the Rav said, explaining, quoting Reb Chaim, that when the Rambam says that doesn't she'en bo maisa, it doesn't mean because it's only beper. It means the mechayev of Edom Zomamim is not the maisa hagoda per se. It's the chaloshem maisis in gavra. And so that's what the Rambam means. She'en bo maisa means that the Mechayev is not the Maisa Hagoda per se, but it's through that Hagoda and so on, is Chal on him, Hashem, Eidzomim. So the Gemara says here that the reason for Hasor is, according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Chava ain't so a chasua, because the Chava, the Talmid Chacham, knows the Locha, so how can the Rambam say that the Rambam, the way the Rambam phrases it is just the opposite. The Rambam says that Chava is lo nit nashua lehavchim b'nshogu l'meizah, and therefore Chava needs. Rambam is the opposite of the Gemara. So the Rambam said nira. It seems that according to Yosef of Yehuda, lo nitna hasor el hafchen means the hafchen in reality, whether it was shogeg gemezid. Because maybe Hitaka didn't know the halacha, maybe it was really a shogeg. But according to the Rabbanu who disagree, they hold lo nitna hasor el hafchen is a halacha to be koveya. The maisa is a maisa. Zodun, Mason, and if without Hasra, it's not considered, the Maisa Veva is not considered to have been done by Mason. But still, we have to understand that the Rambam says in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel, Mason ain't so Hasra, but based on what we just said, that he requires Hasura, like Tosfos, because just to be conveyed that the mice was Maisa Bemezit and Zodin. So that's a little difficult. Tzorach Iyun.